Zecher Nishmas Daniel Sheino Bas of Yeshua Falak. So we were doing the Ran, the famous Ran yesterday, that said that there's no psik reshe by Hanoh. By Hanoh, you have to want the Hanoh. So, for example, if a person is wearing shatnez, but not for the purpose of what? Of wearing, he wants to sell. So he puts shatnez on, he loads himself up. So then the halacha is that if he's just doing it to sell, but he's not doing it to get hana, so then it would be mutter. Or he's doing it to sell and he's also getting hana because it's a rainy day. Right? So then the halacha is that since he didn't do the action for the sole purpose of receiving hana, even though the Maisa is getting Hana, that's mutter. What did Yeshua's Yaakov call it? Hana de Memela. Hana de Memela is not a problem. So that's what Yeshua's Yaakov was explaining, that maybe Lavir Hazuama, in certain cases, even though in the end you are getting Hana, but that's, you're not doing the Maisa for purpose of Hana, so that's Hana de Memela. So we ended with Harav Ezra Hadler, who's pointing out the part of the Ran of Nesasek Lechalovim V'arayis. Kayev. So what's the case over there? That a person is involved in eating. And he thinks he's eating kosher fat, but it turns out he's eating non-kosher fat. So he was mamish Masasik. He didn't realize what he was doing. But at the end of the day, he gets Hana. Right? He gets Hana. So what would we say over there? He wasn't Mechavim. Yes, he's Chayef. So what's the idea? Why do we say he should be Potter? Because why? Because Lamaisa, according to the Ran, there's no din of secretion by there. So he says, no, Shufanene. So the Ran says, Hanolo Mechavit Sharia. So he's not Mechavit, he's a Masasik. So Ezra, what did you say? That Achila is different. This is an Isra Achila. From Chana says. Here. Right. So if it's a Maisa Achila, even though when you're eating something, you're getting hanah from the food, but the sod ha'isr is isra achila. So then even then there is a din of like a din of psik reisha type of thing, because lemaisa you're getting hanah. And the same thing by arayis. If a person thought he was cohabiting with his wife, and it turns out he was cohabiting with someone else, so then, so the Maisi gets Hana, even though, again, he wasn't trying to do a Maisa of Hana's Isser. It just happened that way. But again, the Isser of Arayis is not an Isser Hana. So it's like the Achila category. That's what Ezra was saying. That, let's see that line in the Rabbi Chanan. That's on page 5 at the bottom. Yeah. Oh, ches. Tzarech lo lefi gzeh lemashu chilek haram ben yisur ha'chil yisur ha'na ta'im et demil sehu mishum the dafke b'yisur ha'chil ha'isur hu ala ma'isa b'yitzar asma av kshulo nasa es al yidei odom av yisur ha'na ha'isur rach im ha'odom nene mehem v'lo im igia elav ha'na me'eleha. Well, Isra Achila is even if it's Memela. Well, Isra Hanah Isra Rak Ima Adam Nene Mehem. Right? In other words, it has to be. Like Rabbi Harari said from Shechter, you did a maisa l'tzorach l'kichas hana. So that's the vort. You see, this idea is the beginning of the sugya here. Now in Pesachim on page 1 on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Itmar hana haba lo la'odam bal korcha." Whereas Hana comes to a person Bal Korcho. He wasn't Mechavim. Hana came to him. So what's the Abaye Amar Muteris, Rav Amar Surah. Rabbi says it's mutter, and Rava says it's also. Efshav v'kamechavim, lo efshav. So, efshav means he could have what? He could have avoided it. He could have avoided it, but he didn't, and he's also getting a kavana for it. In other words, he can walk down two streets. One street he'll smell the chametz. The Pesach, or he'll smell the Avodah Zarah smell. And he wants it. So then that's definitely Asher. Lo Efshar, but if he had no way of, and he also wants it, also Kul Yama Pligi the Asher. Lo efshar v'lo kamechavim, but it's lo efshar to avoid, but he's not having kavana. So kuliyama lo pligi the shari. He pligi be'efshar v'lo kamechavim. What if it's efshar to avoid it, but he didn't, but he's still not mechavim. So he says, "The pligi b'efshel b'chavim, alim is Rabbi Yehuda." So then the Gemara, you know, puts it into different categories of. But what's the yisod here? The yisod is that their machlokas is whether it's efshar below kamechavi. So that's the whole sugya in this thing about hana. I think Rav Shechter pointed out for Rabbi Chanan that this is talking about, yeah. Okay. There's a Tosfos, I didn't Xerox it. It's on the Sugya. We have a Gemara Pesachim, I'll show you the Tosfos. Tosfos says, like, low. the Efsha means you can easily avoid it. In other words, you can avoid. We have Chof, Ham, and Beis. Yeah, well, maybe I did, yeah. From page, it's a Chof Hamid Beis. Yeah, it's here. I have it, it's here, it's the first page here. He just explains that the last, Tosas Dibra Maska Lo Efshar, in the last thin line, it begins Shmaitzav. He says, Nira Lari, the Lo Efshar Kedarko El Batorch Godol. Well, Efshar means it's impossible. It doesn't mean it's impossible. It means that if you'll try to avoid it, it'll cause a lot of tircha. In other words, if you have to go down a certain block, that's the block. You could go down 20 blocks, that's the only block you can go through. If you want to go through the next block, they're all blocked off. You have to go 20 blocks further to get down. So that's, it's Efshar, but that's called low Efshar. Because it's what? It's Betorach Gadol. So that's this whole sugya about Dovah Sheinu Miskaven and this. But the main point I wanted to show you was that Ran and how it, the difference between. The difference between Achila and Hana. Oh. So now, there's another piece in the Yeshua's Yaakov.
Sorry, so Lord Tarkidarko is really Efshar, which is a
Tirfa? Right, in other words, when we say low Efshar, it means low Efshar to do it easily. But it's an Efshar. But it's going to be a big tircha, that's called low efshar. And then the question is if you're mechavin or not mechavin. If you're mechavin, it's the dover mechavin. But then it's going to be. It'd be awesome. Okay. Well, you can plug your nose. I guess if it's not too hard to plug your nose, so then that would be called Efshar. Okay, let's look now at the other piece. So we discussed, remember a couple of days ago, the shita of the Beis Ephraim, the Mat Ephraim, that if you have dirt on your body, so you don't have to do each part individually, you can just take a shower and do the whole thing at once. So he says, look here on page 12. Mutal Rachtson, right? So we said that you could. B'chor mashmid yadayim luchachim mutal Rachtson. Haynu kol hayad. Right? If you have dirty hands, you could just do it at once. Avam mokan avram kasev derak mokan bam luchlach luchud mutar. V'lo shahar guf. V'nirali derayasid v'shas debetzah b'had. That's really the Tevilas Kalim, Mishum Denirik Misake, and Akshina Yahi Adam Nami, Adam Nirki Maker. Tayyiz Munu Chachamim, Yosakhshon Maker Lamaymer, Vishani Plumish Adam Bomber Asoda, Yadam Mukhloch, Rokhatsav, Yosakhshon, Tayyiz Mushabbat, Yukim Ranking Maymer, Tabatavur, the Shas, committed to Vishi Adam Mukhlochim, Mutal Rokhsub Yom Keeper, Alvada, Dab Yadam Mukhlochim, and Mutal Rokhots Rakhmokam Mukh Ravad. Kanshi Tovil Batsm, Mikhva Mechse Kim Saki, Zabor. Oh, so let's see the case. The Gemara says in Beitza, take a look. On page 8. So the Gemara says like this, two lines to the bottom. Kuli alma mias kli b'Shabbos lo. You can't tovel a kli on Shabbos. Why not? So the Gemara has four reasons why not. One reason is I'm a rabbi gzera, shemi yitleta biyadu veredu dalarams, because you might carry it to the mikvah. So if you're going to be tovel kalim in the mikvah, you can't do that on Shabbos because you might come to carry. Okay, so that's the first reason. Okay, that's the first reason. Then the second reason, we're not going to do the whole Gemara, but the second reason is, let's go further down. The first word of the moment is Zechura. Rav Yosef Amak Zereshema Mishum Schita. In other words, if you're going to, you have a tame scarf and you're going to be tovel under the mikvah on Shabbos, you might come to squeeze it out. So the Gemara says, yeah, but what if you tovel a pot? You don't squeeze a pot. So it's a gzeira, not to the scarf. Then the Gemara says, Vimram Gzeira Shema Yisha. Another, the third reason is Shema Yisha. That we're afraid that if you have something tame, so who has time to go to the mikvah to bring their kelim, right? So you're going to wait till Yontif, Cholamoed Yontif. You have free time, and then you'll go. In the meantime, Yontif's not for another 3 months. You're going to keep it in your house for 3 months. And who knows other things, you might come to Mertame. So, Truma, things like that. Then the Gemara gives a fourth reason. Rava Omar Mishum Nirakim Asakin Kli. Because when you tovel something, now you make it usable. Here we're talking about tovel Kalim Tameim. In other words, Niklim and Akum is a discussion in the Bir Halacha. So let's say Kalim Tameim. So it's Nirakim Asakin. Whenever you tovel something, it looks, now you make it fit for use. Whatever use. Now you can use it for truma, you can use it for other things. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Adam Nami. So what's the heter for a person to go into the mikvah on Shabbos Yontif? Why don't we say it's Nira Kimasakin? So the Gemara says, Adam Nira Kimaker. When a person goes into the mikveh, it's not noticeable that he's trying to masakit himself, to matah himself. It might look like he's trying to cool off. Hateinich mayim yafim. So I can understand if it's nice, clean water. Mayim rayim mayikala meymar. But what if it's not clean water? So, people usually don't like to, you know, bathe in dirty water. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Pa'amim Sh'odam Bom Mishrav, page 10. In other words, it's a hot day. Rechot, I feel the May Mishra. You know, if it's a hot day, someone will just go in anything, you know. They'll just bathe in anything. I don't know about Manazer, but certainly in those days. So I understand in the Sabbatim, in Mosak Shamim, Ma'ikal Meimer. But in Mosak Shamim, you know, so then that should be okay. Because it's... So Moshe Kishom, it's not near a kibbutz. So where it says, I'm Rav Nachman, Pa'adam Shadam Bamin Asadim Beluch Lach B'tit, B'tzoa. Broch as a feel of Moshe Kishomim. So in Moshe Kishomim, if you're dirty, you'll do everything. Teich B'Shabbos, so I understand Shabbos, you'll do that. B'yom HaKippurim, Ma'ikul HaMeimar, meaning the assumption of this Gemara is that you can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even though that's not how we hold L'maisa. You can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. So if you can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, right? So the question is, so obviously he's doing it for tefillah. Because he's not doing it to cool off, because on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to do it to cool off. It's a pleasure. So he must be doing it to make it. So what's the heter to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur? Amarav Amika Midi the Shabbos Shari Yom Kippur Asr. In other words, so he says, "V'lechash Shabbos Shari V'lechi Isur the Rabban B'Shem Damim." So it can't be. Amika Midi the Shabbos Shari Yom Kippur Asr. Could there be something that on Shabbos is mutter and Yom Kippur is asa? Meaning, okay, eating. Malach. Yeah, so if it's mutter on Shabbos, so then we matter on Yom Kippur also. Because Shabbos is more chomer. Malach Shabbos, Shabbos, Malach, Yisud, the Rabban, Mishim, Dami, Malach. So therefore, it's mutter. But on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, really, it should be what? It should be aser, because if you tovel on Yom Kippur, the Gemara at this point is saying tefillah Yom Kippur is mutter. Why is it nira kibasakin? Because Adam is nira kimaker. But L'chora, Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to near it. It can't be Miriam Maker. So it must be that you're doing it for what? You're doing it for the mitzvah. So you don't have the heter of near Kimaker, so it should be Aser. So the Gemara says, you're right, it really should be Aser, but hold the Shabbos Shari, Yom Kippur, Nami Shari. So the Svar of Nira Kimaker is really doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. But we still make it on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says. So that's the Gemara. So comes to Yeshua Yaakov. Let's see now page 12. Badover Tabua, the first word in line is Lameimer. So, Bashas, I'm coming to the Vichy of the Bukhwach and Mutal Rokh to be a Kippur. So, you're allowed to wash off your dirt on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara says here in Beitza that for Amim Shadam Baham bin Asada, Yadavu Chokhim, the Rochets, and even be Mosak Shom. So the Gemara says, but I understand that Shabbos, you can do that, Yom Kippur, how could you do that? Right? Because the Gemara says, for Amim Shadam bin Asada, Meluchel Batit. Rochets are filled with most of the Shabbat. says Teich. So how could you be tovel on the winter months? It's not near to make it. So he says it must be that sometimes it's near to make her on Shabbos. Why? If you because you're not doing it, but you're doing it to get off the tit, so that's near to make her. So the Gemara says, so Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur Tenech. Right? So the Gemara says, Tenech b'Shabbos. Yom Kippur ma'ika l'meimar. So I understand the Shabbos. You could say that you're doing it near the maker to get off the tit, but Yom Kippur, how can you say that? How can you, well, Chari Yom Kippur, near the maker is usher. And the Gemara is saying that when you do it to get off the tit, that's near the maker. So therefore that should be usher on Yom Kippur. So that's what the Gemara is asking. So the Yeshua Sakhav asks, what do you mean getting off the tit is near a kemaker? But the Gemara says Beferish and Yuma that you're allowed to get off tit on Yom Kippur because that's not called Tainuk. But here the Gemara is saying that it's near a kemaker on Yom Kippur, and therefore that's what the Gemara says, near a kemaker on Shabbos or Smutter, and but Yom Kippur it would be Osir. Because Yom Kippur you can only do it for the Tefillas Mitzvah, but you can't do it to get off the tit. And therefore, if you do it to get off the tit, that's considered doing it Latanuk. So that's Mamash's theory from the other Gemara. Because the other Gemara says, the Gemara Yuma says, if your body's filthy, you can clean it off on Yom Kippur. But this Gemara is saying no. That in Yom Kippur, really, it should be Osir, because it would only be Mutter if it's the mitzvah, but if it's to get off the tit, that's near can make it, that's Osir. So that's Mamash's theory in the Gemaras. That's the Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeah, there was Gemara in Beitz's Mashma, that in Yom Kippur, if your body's dirty, you can't, it's near can make it, that's called Siddur Hanah, and it's Osir. Our Gemara in Yuma says, that if to get off the tit is mutter, because it's not lana, so it's a stira. That's the kasha of the Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeah. Nirkamaker means you look, it looks like you're just doing it to cool yourself off. It's not looks like you're doing it to make yourself tahor. That would be the isser of nirukim masakim. So a nirukim maker is mutter. So we're saying, well, what is a nirukim maker on Shabbos? I understand the summer. What about the winter? Who goes in for the winter for relaxation? So the Gemara says, yeah, you do if you're dirty. So the Gemara says, okay, I understand Shabbos, but Yom Kippur, that would be usser. So how could it be mutter on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, you're right. On Yom Kippur, really, it should be Aser. But since on Shabbos, it's Mutter, on Yom Kippur, it's Mutter. So Yeshua's Yaakov is asking Akasha. But the Gemara in Yuma says that when you to do give the tit is Mutter. Yeah.
It's like Rashi clearly doesn't want the Gemara that way. The Gemara in Beitza. Because Rashi on... Rashi assumes that even when talking to Kippur, we're not really talking about the tid,
so
we're really talking about maker.
The Lo Nirukim Maker, Shlo Tachmir, I've got the Lo Nirukim Maker. Yom Kippur, it's not.
It doesn't look like
Matzah
because you wouldn't do that on
Yom Kippur.
That's
right. In other
words,
on Shabbos,
not
Yom Kippur.
It's worried about the
what he
looks.
Kedush Shabbos, the Chamir B'Locha Ulotzevim. He says, "Make him." He says here. So the that's why it's mutter on Shabbos. That's mutter on Shabbos. It's not. It's clear that it's not mitzvah mitzvah. So it's not near Kimsaki. But Yom Kippur, when you're not allowed to do Yom Kippur, what's the heter? Yeah, lechara, you can only do it mitzvah mitzvah. But here it's not the Torah mitzvah, so it must be Tikhuman. Because you're not allowed to do it for any other reason. And here.
Maybe the Gemara says that it should be done, that we're not more chomer by.
No, that's the answer, but what's the question? The Malach Yom Kippur Osir, he says, Pa'ikul Amei Mechavade Mucha Milsa Del Fil Mechavim, Lelokim Maker. In other words, when he's doing it in the Mosang Shomim and he's Meluchloch, so he's not allowed to do it for Maker, because getting off the tit is considered Maker. So there, he must be doing it Litzarach Mitzvah. And that, so in other words, again, there was the heter of going to the mikvah on Shabbos is near Kimaker. So it's not. So the question is, near Kimaker, I understand, be most hachama. But most of Shabbos, it's not near Kimaker. So the Gemara says, yeah, sometimes it is near Kimaker. Because if you're dirty, it's near Kimaker. So therefore, you go to the mikvah on Shabbos, it's near Kimaker, and therefore. It's not near Kimsakim Man. So then the Gemara says, but what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, you can't do it. You can't go in to clean yourself. So then, if you're going in, it must be you're doing it lot. But Tzarech Mitzvah, with Yom Kippur. And Tzarech Mitzvah is Tikkun Mana. And therefore it should be Aser. So how could it be Mutter and Yom Kippur? That's the Gemara's kasha. Ma'ikul mei mechavadei mucham nosa dot fila mechavim lo kemaker, because you're not allowed to do it. Even to get off the dirt, that's called near kemaker, and which is usher and Yom Kippur. So how come it's Mutter and Yom Kippur? It's near tikkun mana. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Yeshua Zachov is asking a kasha. He's asking, but I thought to take off the tit is not considered the. Is considered Havir Hazuma, or something like that, which is Mutter. So then it's clear that he's doing it for that reason and not for Tzorach Mitzvah, therefore it should be okay. Mitzad, not because of Shabbos is okay, Yom Kippur is okay, because that's Mutter to go in. So it's a steer in the sugyas. That's what he's asking. So one second. So what's his answer? So his answer is Vadavar Tamur, the Rebbe Shas, Kamina, and the Mi, Shiyad of Mukhlachim, Mutter the Rachs of Yad Kippur. Vadai, Davdi of the Mukhlachim. He says, so you see from there that even though if you're dirty, you can't just go into a bath. You can only, and this is the discussion they point out of the Yuhu, of the Mat Ephraim. They would say, I'm all dirty. So can I just go into a bath, shower, and just get it all off at once, like we saw the Mat Ephraim said. So obviously that's what he's doing over here. His body is filthy. So what is he doing? He's going into the mikvah. He's going into the ocean. So to that, it's aser. Because since your body's not totally, so then it's their kimaker, not else the getting off the dirt. But to get off the dirt, you can just do what each spot individually. Take a wipe, baby wipe, place. Take each spot individually. But here, he's going in. So that's what the Gemara is saying. What heter does he have to go into a whole mikvah? That lechara. is what's the heter for that? Teinach b'Shabbos that it's nira can make his mutter, but on Yom Kippur there's no nira can make her like that, so therefore it should be, so he can't be doing that. Ella al korcha, what is he doing? He must be doing it just for the tzorach mitzvah, and therefore that's what nira can masake, because he can't be doing it for tzorach cleaning. So he must be doing it for the mitzvah, and that's nira can masake. So that's what he's saying. That's the Gemara's taina. So he wants to bring a raya that that was the Gemara's question. In other words, on Shabbos, I understand you could go in on Shabbos because it's Nirakim Maker and it's not Nirakim Masakin because you're doing something to get off the dirt. But on Yom Kippur, you can't be doing that. So it must be that you're Nirakim Masakin. What do you mean on Yom Kippur I can't do that? And the Gemara says, Mefarish on Yom Kippur I can do it. So the Yeshua Yaakov saying no, but the time is the Gemara says Yom Kippur you could clean yourself off, but who says you can go into a body of water to clean yourself off? So this one of the Sfarim points out this is a, seems a little different than the which we call it, the Beis Ephraim that we learned, because he's saying that you don't have to do each one. If it's easier to do this, just go in and get all off at once. You don't have to go to each individual. Peace.
Taking a shower.
Yeah, so taking a shower is the same idea. Taking a shower, you're not going to just get that spot. You're going to get, if you're taking a shower, the different parts of your body, even the clean parts of your body, are going to get.
That's just
basically the spot. Yeah, but you're going to. Oh, you mean does it? You mean the Nirakim Masakin you're asking?
Right.
Yes, okay. But that's his verb. It's an interesting question, this theory, yeah.
It's like, it's tough to be marked. Like, you know, even on your hand, you have a burden.
Yeah, okay. In other words, obviously, Lulidna Torah Malacha Sharts. You're not going to do it exact. But when you go to a body of water,
right,
it's clear that you're overstepping your bounds. Okay, let me see what's left of this, if anything is that I wanted to do is left in this packet. Did we finish this packet? I think we're basically finished with this packet now. So Bezrushem, tomorrow I'll give out packet Chafal, Bezrushem.